Schaff and Jared Smoll of DraftSharks.com here to answer one of the toughest questions we get every year, I think, Jared. What is the best draft position in fantasy football for 2024? Of course, that's the question this year. Changes every year. Jared, it comes up every single year. And in the past, we would just answer it by feel. This is where I like drafting. This is where I don't like drafting this year. But starting last year, you and our in-house engineer, Alex Korf, have actually figured out a way to, you know, add some science to it to actually answer the question. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how?
Yeah. Feels no good. We're better than that. You know, we do things better around here. So yeah, we basically run through simulated drafts, you know, basically mock drafts from every draft position and calculate the expected value you could plan to gain at each draft spot. So we go six rounds for this. ADP just varies more as you get deeper into the draft. So I think draft position really matters less once you, you know, get much beyond round six. So we go six rounds. We calculate the expected value of each draft position with our 3D values. We don't want to use raw fantasy points for this because if you did that, basically whichever draft position landed, say a quarterback, would end up, you know, being the best draft spot because they score the most raw fantasy points. But we know that's not the case. We need a better measure to, you know, kind of compare players across positions. That measure is our 3D values. These take our detailed player projections. They apply them to the specific scoring system we're looking at. They factor in player ceiling and floors. And then they also, you know, kind of weigh player value, again, across positions based on league size, based on rosters, based on starting requirements. And those 3D values, you know, they range from 100 to 0 to kind of give us a way to compare players across positions. And that's how we compute, you know, which of these draft positions is best. The draft position that compiles the most 3D value points through six rounds is, you know, kind of your best bet.
Yeah, so you guys ran those computations for the first time last year, put them into an article, and it pretty much immediately became one of the most popular articles on the site where you had to keep updating it. We've got it back this year. It's up on the site now. You can check that out. And just like last year, Jared's going to keep updating it until the start of the season to make sure that we're keeping up with the market. We're not just going to put it out in July and say, yep, we'll see what happens from here. This is the best draft position. Nope, it's going to be updated so you know when you go to draft what the best position is when you draft. Let's go by the formats here and look at what the results from that testing is this year. 12-team PPR up first, assuming the draft follows ADP, not exactly, but around ADP, best position is what?
Yeah, we should start by saying, you know, we do this by ADP, which is, you know, kind of if you just took guys in order. And then we also do it drafting optimally by DraftSharks rankings. And the, you know, the answer to what the best draft position is tends to change based on, you know, kind of those two methods. So if we do go straight by ADP, the best draft position in 12-team PPR is the number two spot this year. It actually edges out five. The number one spot comes in just fourth here. The number two spot gets CeeDee Lamb in round one, actually our top ranked player in PPR, even ahead of McCaffrey. People might be surprised by that. Second draft pick also gets Ken Walker in round five, is a nice value. Rashee Rice in round six, that's a pretty solid value, again, relative to other sixth round picks. So you add up all the 3D value points and the number two spot in 12-team PPR by ADP comes up as the best draft position.
And if you check out the article, you can see terrific charts in each section that display the actual players that are driving the value assessments that Jared's talking about here in each range. The worst spot to draft from in 12-team PPR PPR right at the end of the round, right?
Yeah, pick 12. People might not be surprised by that. Again, we did this last year, and this is not always the case. I'm pretty sure pick 12 was not, you know, the worst pick this year. But I do think this year there is kind of some elites, you know, especially at the top two, even through like pick six, seven. Then when you get to the back half of round one, I think guys are a bit more iffy. You look at the 3D values on those guys, they could be, you know, 30, 35 points behind the guys that are going first half or the first, you know, third of round one. So, you know, pick 12, you're talking Garrett Wilson in round one. He's the second worst round one pick. We have Terry McLaurin in round five as a poor value. Anthony Richardson in round six checks in as a pretty poor value. So add them all up, and pick 12 does come in as the worst draft position for 12-team PPR.
And position 11 is not that far ahead. And this is a nice instance where the testing matches up with the feel, because I said on our draft guide show, we talked about it on other shows and in other articles, it doesn't feel like a good year to draft in those positions. And the numbers are backing that up to this point. Now, you mentioned doing the same exercise with DraftShark rankings instead. So doing that, what do you find is the best draft position this year?
Yeah, so picks one and two come up with the same optimal team through six rounds, and those are the best draft positions, pick one or pick two. That optimal team, CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Waddle, Jalen Hurts, Ken Walker, T. Higgins, Jonathan Brooks. Sounds like a pretty good team to
me. Let's start there.
Yeah, so now what's interesting too is if you look at doing this with DraftShark's rankings versus just ADP, no matter what draft spot you're in, you're going to see an increase in total 3D value points. Even if you look at pick number one, a 13% increase in total 3D value points using DraftShark's rankings versus ADP. Pick number two, which again was the best pick by ADP, but still, if you use DraftShark's rankings, you're getting a 9.5% increase in 3D value points. And again, every single draft spot, you're going to get an increase in 3D value points by, you know, using the DraftShark's rankings.
Even if you're in the worst spot by this measure, and that's number nine for DraftShark rankings, right?
Yeah, even the worst spot by rankings gives you only three fewer 3D value points than the best spot by ADP. So again, draft position does matter, but I think this shows you if you're drafting well, you can win from any draft spot.
And that's why you're here, right? Not to find out what the best draft position actually is, but to find a way that you can have an edge over the other drafters in your league. I mean, that's what we're trying to build for you. So it's nice to see that working out as well. On to the half PPR format. The best draft position here is once again, number two overall, right?
Yeah, pretty similar results here. We have two as the best draft position. The one pick does come in second here, and then five once again pops up top. Pick five is the third best draft position in half PPR. Again, you know, pick two and pick one are pretty close. I think there's a big edge to landing either CeeDee Lamb or Christian McCaffrey in round one. And then pick two also lands, you know, as strong values for us. Devon Achane in round two, Joe Mixon in round four. So you kind of, you know, add it all up, and the second pick based on ADP is your best draft position for half PPR.
The worst is number nine. And it looks like by ADP, if it went exactly according to ADP, you're starting with AJ Brown and Drake London.
Yes, AJ Brown, kind of a poor value in round one per our numbers. Travis Kelce, not a great value in the middle of round three per our numbers. Yeah, so nine is the worst spot. Interesting here, you know, a little different than the full PPR where 12 actually comes somewhere in the middle here, like the seventh best draft spot. But it is, still you look at it, is the higher draft positions are generally closer to the top, and the deeper you're getting to round one are worse. So again, I think the big takeaway here is you do ideally, especially based on ADP, want to be picking, you know, closer to the front half of round one.
Doing that 12 team half PPR exercise by DraftShark rankings instead of ADP, find similar results. Number two is still the best spot. Mm-hmm. Number nine is still the worst. 10, 11, 12 though, not far away at all from nine here. So you really want to be earlier in the round, right?
For sure. Same deal here. And really in half PPR, the second spot kind of handily beats everything else. You know, the second spot is 8 3D value points ahead of even the second best draft position, which in this case is pick number three. It goes pick number two, pick number three, pick number one is the top three draft spots. So yeah, again, same thing we're seeing that we saw in PPR. You really want to be picking in the very beginning of round one, ideally.
And to me, that says in half PPR especially, you should be happy with any of the top three in our rankings. Mm-hmm. That's Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, in whatever order. I would be happy picking third and taking whichever guy makes it to me at that point.
Yeah, and then, you know, picks four, five, and six are the fourth, fifth, and sixth best picks in half PPR. So again, get towards the top if you can.
Of course, just because a specific position shows up as worse than others in this study does not mean that you cannot win from that draft position. We have a whole series of articles on draftsharks.com to help you do just that. 12 team PPR draft guide, kind of the flagship of that one, Jared, but we also have strategy guides for half PPR and non-PPR. We hit 10 team leagues, 14 team drafts. We added an 8-team league by request this year. So check out the article that fits your format to find out how to win from your draft position. Of course, many of us are not going to get to pick our draft position, so we just have to figure out how to win from the spot we're given. Finally, 12 team non-PPR. The best position is different for this one.
It's different. And also, I think the gap between the best draft position and the worst in 12 team non-PPR is the widest. So it seems like draft position matters most in non-PPR. We have almost a 50-point gap from the best to the worst. The best draft position in non-PPR is the number one spot because Christian McCaffrey is the number one player in non-PPR by a pretty significant margin. He's worth nearly 10 more 3D value points than our number two player in CeeDee Lamb. So this is, you know, basically saying just take that first spot, get Christian McCaffrey, go from there. The number one spot also lands strong values though in rounds three and four, Jalen Hurts and Mark Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't argue with those. Next best in this part is pick number three. So again, that's a good spot. If you don't get number one, then you can take one of those top three players. The worst, number seven, right in the middle of the round. And the players you would get by ADP from that spot, Justin Jefferson, Josh Allen, Sam Laporta, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Terry McLaurin. Some people might look at that group and think, oh, I've got the best tight end, I've got the best quarterback, I've got Justin Jefferson. Non-PPR, honestly, I looked at that group and I was like, yeah, it doesn't sound like a good start.
Yeah, again, 17% fewer 3D value points than the number one pick. So a pretty big disadvantage if you're going based on ADP.
Running it with DS rankings and not ADP still finds number one the best spot because we like Christian McCaffrey up there as well. But the worst for this one down there at the end of the round again.
Yeah, this one is funny. This one almost goes exactly in order, right? Like 1 through 12, best to worst. Same exact order of the three best draft positions. Pick number one is the best. Pick number three, second best. Pick number two, third best. The other thing that, you know, I mentioned that there's the widest gap in best to worst pick in non-PPR. We also see the biggest increases in 3D value going from ADP to Draft Sharks rankings in non-PPR. So that tells me that we kind of have the biggest edge. And I mean, maybe we should get in more non-PPR leagues. Because you know, based on these numbers, we have a bigger edge in non-PPR. It makes sense, man. I think people playing non-PPR might just, you know, not be as sharp as people who are doing the full PPR.
Yeah, because you tend to chase touchdowns in those leagues because they are worth more, but they're also unpredictable. So when you instead base your predictions on workload and opportunity and situation, and then let the touchdowns compound on that, that's where you get your edge. But the, you know, the overall takeaway, if you are picking your draft slot, you want to get early in the round in non-PPR, right?
For sure. But again, even if we look at, you know, some of these later draft positions, you know, the percent increase we can get by using Draft Sharks rankings kind of brings even the worst positions pretty close to the best positions if you're just drafting based on ADP. So again, don't panic if you get one of those late spots. You can still win.
Yeah, we got you. We talked about the best and worst draft positions. Most of you won't get to choose where you draft from. You'll just need to figure out how to win from that position. I mentioned the draft strategy guides for varying formats and league sizes. Those will help you map out your strategy, but your best bet for winning from your draft spot is to sync your league at draftsharks.com. Get your draft war room. It customizes our 3D values to fit your specific format, whether it's one of these or even some variation of one of these. It updates and changes as you draft to fit the way that you are building your team, to fit the way that your draft is going. It's specific to you. It's customized the entire way. Head to draftsharks.com now to get started and let us be your unfair advantage.